Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Half Has Never Been Told: Slavery and the Making of American Capitalism is a work of historical analysis by Edward E. Baptist that examines how slavery helped shape the rise of the United States as a modern capitalist power, rather than treating slavery as a separate and outdated institution. The book argues that the expansion of slave labor after American independence was deeply connected to finance, industrial growth, territorial expansion, and the creation of wealth. Baptist uses plantation records, slave narratives, newspapers, and political and economic sources to show how cotton production and coerced labor helped transform the South and support national economic development. The book is both a reinterpretation of U.S. history and a critique of the ways conventional narratives have minimized slavery's central role in building American prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, slavery as a driver of capitalist development, not a leftover from the past. A central argument of the book is that slavery should be understood as part of the making of modern capitalism rather than as a pre-modern system that existed alongside it. Baptist shows that the growth of slavery after independence was tied to expanding markets, rising financial networks, and the accumulation of capital. This matters because it changes the basic framework through which American history is often taught. Instead of imagining slavery as a moral contradiction, separate from economic progress, the book presents it as one of the mechanisms through which economic progress was achieved. The result is a more unsettling, but also more coherent explanation of how the United States developed wealth and power in the 19th century. By connecting bondage to capitalist expansion, the book asks readers to reconsider the foundations of national prosperity and the costs at which that prosperity was built. Secondly, cotton, forced labor, and the transformation of the South into an export empire. The book places cotton at the center of its historical explanation because cotton became one of the dominant global commodities of the era. Baptist argues that the explosive growth of cotton production was made possible by enslaved labor and by intensified coercion on plantations. In this account, the Deep South was not simply growing agriculture. It was becoming an engine of global trade and industrial supply. Cotton fed textile manufacturing in the United States and abroad, linking plantation labor to industrial capitalism far beyond the South. The book emphasizes that production gains were not achieved through voluntary labor incentives, but through a brutal system that extracted more work from enslaved people over time. This focus on cotton helps explain why slavery remained so economically important even as the nation modernized. It also shows how agricultural expansion, rather than being an alternative to industrialization, supplied the raw material and profits that supported it. Thirdly, forced migration, violence, and the extraction of ever greater productivity. Another major theme is the relationship between violence and productivity. Baptist argues that enslavers increased output by using torture, surveillance, sale, and forced movement to compel laborers to produce more under harsher conditions. The book does not treat violence as incidental to slavery. It presents violence as one of the system's operating methods. Enslaved people were driven westward in large numbers as the plantation system expanded, and this forced migration broke families, uprooted communities, and made labor more exploitable. At the same time, owners and traders used accounting, discipline, and physical punishment to turn human beings into profitable assets. This framework helps explain how plantation slavery could scale up rapidly and remain central to economic growth. It also reveals the connection between coercion and efficiency, challenging any simple assumption that market expansion naturally produces freedom or fair competition. The book insists that the economics of slavery cannot be separated from the organized brutality that made them possible. Fourthly, finance, credit, and the use of enslaved people as economic collateral, Baptist also explores how slavery was embedded in the financial system of the early United States. Enslaved people were not only workers producing cotton, they were treated as property that could be bought, sold, pledged, and used as collateral for loans. This made slavery central to land speculation, business credit, and broader patterns of investment. The book shows how banks, traders and planters formed a web of financial relationships that allowed expansion into new territories and intensified plantation production. By tracing these mechanisms, the book demonstrates that slavery was not confined to the plantation world, but reached into institutions associated with modern finance. This is one of the book's most important contributions because it links human bondage to the development of monetary and credit systems that are often described as separate from racial slavery. The argument helps explain how capital accumulation in the United States was supported not just by labor exploitation, but by the financialization of enslaved bodies themselves. Lastly, reinterpreting national leaders and the legacy of American supremacy, the book situates major political figures such as Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, Henry Clay, John C. Calhoun, Nicholas Biddle, and Abraham Lincoln within the economic history of slavery and expansion. Rather than using them only as statesmen or ideological symbols, Baptist places them in the larger system that linked slavery, territorial growth, and national power. This approach broadens the book beyond plantation history into a wider reconsideration of American state formation. It suggests that debates over expansion, banking, federal authority, and the future of the Union cannot be separated from slavery's economic role. The book ultimately argues that the United States became a wealthy and influential nation, in part because of, not in spite of, the slave system. That claim makes the book especially significant as a work of historical revision and public argument. It challenges readers to think about American greatness as built on coercion, resistance, and the profits of forced labor rather than on freedom alone. In conclusion, this book should be read by anyone interested in American history, the history of slavery, capitalism, or the origins of modern economic power. It is especially useful for readers who want a serious challenge to standard narratives that treat slavery as morally central but economically separate from national development. Baptist's major contribution is not simply that he condemns slavery, but that he shows how deeply it was woven into finance, expansion, industrial growth, and the making of the United States. That makes the book stand out from more conventional studies of slavery that focus only on politics or humanitarian tragedy. It also differs from general histories of capitalism by insisting that human bondage was not peripheral to the system, but constitutive of it. Readers will gain a stronger understanding of how cotton, credit, violence, and territorial expansion worked together in the 19th century. The book is demanding, but it offers a powerful framework for understanding both the historical foundations of American prosperity and the enduring legacy of racial exploitation in modern economic life. If you would like to support Edward E. Baptist, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.